we were discussing the various themes of this section of Parshas Ekev in Dvarim Perk Yud, the Psukim from Yud Beis to Chaf Beis, and trying to integrate these various themes together. What we accomplished so far is to establish that the goal and the central motif of this parsha is Latuv Lach. The ultimate, according to the Ramban, is that Hashem loves us, we were suitable to be beloved by Him, to be chosen by Him. This goes back to the word Cheshek that we spoke about. And that in the context, in the framework of that choice, of that Ava relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that everything I'm doing for you, all the demands of the Torah, the Chukim, the Mishpatim, the Mitzvot of Hashem, they're all for your benefit. Lotuv Lach. It's ultimately for your good. Hashem doesn't need it for His benefit. The message here is clear, it's for your good. And what is your good? What is the ultimate good that Hashem wants to bestow upon you within the context of this Ava relationship? And that is the Kirva, the closeness to Hashem. And that's why the theme of Liyiras Hashem Elokecha, Liavoso, Lavodas Hashem Elokecha, B'cholavav Chol Nafshecha, ties in to Lotuv Lacha, and the following theme of Bavosecha Choshek Hashem, Lavosom Vayivchar Bizarim Achreihem. And of course, within the context of that love relationship, we are faithful to Hashem, we are loyal to Him, like the Dod and the Rai of Shir Hashirim. And in the context of that loyalty, of course, Umaltem Es Orlas Levavchem, we will remove all those barriers in our heart, we are no longer Arele Lev, the Arpachem Lo Tikshu Od, we no longer look at other gods, at other powers, at every intermediary. Hashem Elokeichem, Hu Elokei Elokim, Adonai Adonim. God is the one. One God. And so the emphasis here and the ultimate theme is the strong connection between Klal Yisrael and Hashem Yisbarach, the kirva that begins with the Avos and is going to continue to exist throughout the generations in the Banim, who are the Mivchar, the choice of the Banim of Yaakov Avinu. What we're up to now is the next theme in the parasha, which seems to be totally out of place. And we mentioned this at the end of the last Shia that we had. And that is the theme of Osem Mishpat Yosom V'Almona. The emphasis here on those in society that are sensitive, that are in need, the orphans, the widows, the ger, the proselyte, the oiv ger, lasei slo lechem v'simla, v'ahavtem es hagerim. This entire section seems to be totally out of place. What's it doing here? And we begin our discussion today by emphasizing the fact that when the Torah says lo yisa ponim v'lo yikach shochad osen mishpat yosem v'almana, this is all connected back to Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Mimach Lotuv Lach. This is all to be understood within the context of Hashem's Ava, and that all the requests, all the requirements and the mandates He imposes upon us are all Lotuv Lach for our benefit, within the context of that love, that Cheshek, that choice of Klal Yisrael, because we are Re'uyim to be His beloved. Because in this section here about Asiyas Mishpat Hager Yosom V'Almona, the Torah is revealing us, the Torah is revealing to us the Tov, the ultimate goodness that Klal Yisrael could be Zoche, we could merit that goodness of Hashem through the fulfillment of His mitzvos. And this all is coming in as an expression of that closeness, the kirva, and that connection, that kesher between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch. The Asiyas Mishpat Yosom V'Almona, the Avas Ger, is all an elucidation. It's all it sheds a deeper light to clarify, to give us clarity in the nature of that relationship between HaKadosh Baruch and Knesset Yisrael, the Lotuv Lach relationship. And in order to understand this, we're going to look at the Ramban, not here in Parshas Ekev, but we're going to do a reversal and go back rewind to the Ramban in Parshas Mishpatim, there in Sefer Shmos, Perek Chav Beis, Psukim Chav to Chav Beis, the Torah emphasizes the status of a ger and the way we have to treat the ger. Ger lo suna v'lo tilchatsenu ki gerim ha'yisa b'eretz Mitzrayim kol almona v'yosom lo sa'anun im anei ta'anei osam ki im ta'ok yitz'ak elai shomoa eshma tza'akosa. The Torah emphasizes within the context of our relationship, our sensitivity towards the ger, towards the almona, towards the yosam, towards the underprivileged, towards those who are on the lower echelon, so to speak, at least financially in society, to those who are very dependent because they have no one to look forward to, and our treatment, our sensitivity has to be within the context of Kiyum Tsa'ok Yitzak Elai Shamoa Eshma Tsa'akoso, that Hashem hearkens to the pleas of these individuals, these members of society, says the Ramban, V'anochon b'yenai ki yomar lo suna ger v'lo silchatzenu, V'tachshivu she'en lo matzil miyodcha. You might think, you know what, there's no one to protect these people. They are totally vulnerable. Why not take advantage of them? Why not oppress them? And to that the Torah says, number one, Ki ata yadata shayisem gerim b'eretz Mitzrayim. You yourselves experienced what it means to be a ger, to be alone and alienated. No one to look forward to protect you. Re'isem es halachas asher Mitzrayim lochatzim eschem v'asisi b'hem nekoma. Don't you understand that you were totally dependent upon Hashem? You didn't have the wherewithal to protect yourself, and therefore the Mitzrayim oppressed you, took advantage of you. But Hashem came to do nekoma, to take vengeance against your oppressors. And why is that? Says the Ramban, this is indicative of what the Mida, the attributes, the divine attributes are. Ki ani roeh, Hashem says, I see, I behold, dimas hashukim, the crying, the tears of those who are oppressed in society. Asher ein lehem menachem, they have no one to console them, to protect them. Umiyad oshkeim koach, they have no power to stand up against those who oppress them, and therefore vani matzil kol adam miyad chazak mimenu. And the way the Ramban formulates this beautiful phrase, ani matzil kol adam miyad chazak mimenu, the Ramban says that the divine compassion extends to every person who is in need, and although it extends to everyone, it's particularly strong. There's a profound compassion towards those who are oppressed by stronger members of society. And the example that the Torah gives here, both in Parsha Shmos and here again in Akev, is the Almana and the Yosam. Lo sa'anu, you shall not oppress them and afflict suffering and pain, whether it's physical, financial, or psychological. Ki eshma tza'akasam, beware. Understand that I am close to them. They are dependent upon me, and I hear their pleas. Shekol Eila Eina Betuch Botchim Benafsham. They cannot rely on their own abilities to protect themselves, but rather V'Allah Yivtuchu, they'll rely upon me, says Hashem. Ubepasuk Ha'acher Hosef, the next pasuk, the Torah emphasizes the time, the explanation. Va'atem yadatem es nefesh ager ki geir ma'isem etzarim klomar. You yourselves can relate to the situation of the proselyte of the ger, the alien who comes to join our people. Yadatem ki kol ger. You yourselves personally, during the period of Mitzrayim over 2 centuries, experience what it means emotionally to be a ger. Yadatem. Ki kol ger nafsho shpela olav. His nefesh, his soul is in low spirits. Vehu nenach. Nenach means he gives a kvetch. He lets out a sigh. Vitzoek, and a cry. V'einav tamid el Hashem. And his eyes are constantly turned towards God. He has total dependency upon Hashem. The Yerachem Olav, and Hashem in return has compassion on him. Kasher Richem Aleim, and you yourself experience that divine compassion at the culmination, the termination of all that exile and oppression in Mitzrayim, as the pasuk says, and this is back in Shmos Perek Beis, Vayeyonchu Bnei Yisrael min Avoda. Bnei Yisrael are the perhaps typical Gerim who let out that kvetch, that anocha that we spoke about for Vayizaku, and they yell out a cry, and that sa'aka is vatal. It goes up to Shamayim, Shavasim Elokim min Avoda, because of the terrible oppressive work. So we let out this tzaaka, and it goes up to Shamayim, and Hashem responds with compassion. Says the Ramban, Klomar, lo bizchuschem. It wasn't that we merited Hashem's response of compassion. What zchuyot did we have? As we discussed earlier when we spoke about the pasuk of Arle Lev here, we did not get rid of Ashkutzim and Agiluim, Halol of the Avodah Zorah, etc. But Rakshavichem Aleim in Avodah, Hashem has compassion. And that compassion that we experienced personally, where we didn't deserve anything, and that led Hashem to save us and redeem us from our oppressors, that's something that we have to relate to in terms of a Ger Almona Niyosom. Says the Ramban, Hanachon b'einai, what seems to be correct in my eyes, the proper pshat is, Ki Yomer, when the Torah says, Ki Amanei Tana Osom, if you afflict pain on them, Rach Tzaok Yitzak Eli, the pasuk emphasizes that they have only, they meaning the oppressed, have only one place to turn to, one divine being to cry out to, Bilvad, that's all they have, is miyad eshmat tzaka. So Hashem says, I respond to their tzaka immediately. Einenu tzarech l'dover acher klal. I'm not going to investigate to see whether these gerim yasonu amanu, they have the merits that they need. Ki ani oshiem, ani oshianov, and enkom osom imcha. And therefore, if you oppress them and afflict them, you could be aware of the fact that Hashem says, I promise you, I will come to their salvation, and I will take vengeance against you. Vatam ki atolo chetzoso mipnei she'em lo moshiyam yodcha. You think you can oppress them because they have no one to protect them? They have a protector, not with a small p, but a capital P up in Shamayim. Vehine hu nezar yoser mikol adam. More than anyone else, he, the ger, will be aided, will be helped by Hashem. Kishar ha'noshim, other people, yitrichu achrei moshiyam. They have a natural tendency of thinking, well, they'll find others who will protect them and save them, and therefore they don't depend upon Hashem. And says the Ramban, and here he culminates his presentation with the words, V'ulai lo yo'ilu v'atzel lo yatzilu, with regard to other people depending upon those who will come to help them. It's an unknown, it's uncertain. Will they be protected? Will they be saved from their oshkim? We don't know. But vizeh, but this ger, and the ger again is a paradigm of those who are totally dependent on Hashem. Zeh, b'tzakoso bilvad, just let him cry out, and that's all he needs. No shab Hashem, he will be saved and protected by Hashem. V'nokem mimcha, and those who oppress them will suffer the slings and arrows of divine vengeance. Ki no kem Hashem ubalchema. The Ramban ends his presentation by invoking a pasuk in Tanakh, in Nochum, ki no kem Hashem ubalchema. Here Hashem becomes a no kem and a balchema. He becomes very angry. What we're speaking about here is za'aka. Za'aka is tefillah, is the prayer. It's not always rational, it's not always formulated in sentences and paragraphs. It could be just a primitive kind of cry out to Hashem. And this tefillah of the ger, the yosem and almana, is hearkened, Hashem hearkens to their prayers, because heim nish'onim rak al Hashem, they depend totally on Hashem. Anyone who turns to Hashem exclusively, he doesn't turn to any other power. He doesn't depend upon the Yeshua coming from any other place. He realizes there's only one place for the Yeshua, and that's from Hashem. His God responds immediately. And therefore the ger, the yosam almana, are simply indicative. They're symbolic of an entire relationship between man and God. So we're not limiting ourselves in the framework of the Ramban to these individuals, these classes, these classifications of ger, yosam, almana. We're extending it to include any person who depends upon Hashem, realizes that there's no Yeshua coming from any other place. The source, the exclusive, the total, the only source for his prayers is Hashem, and Hashem will respond immediately. And once again, we're seeing here another reflection of the special, powerful, and profound close relationship, the unique relationship between Hashem Yisbarach and Am Yisrael. These promises that Hashem is the Nosha, that we could depend upon Him and rely upon Him, we could be boteach on Him, and through our tefillos He will respond to protect us immediately. This is given to Klal Yisrael and only to Klal Yisrael. Back in Parshas Vayeschanan, we saw Mi ki amcha Yisrael, Asher lo Elokim krovim elav kebichol kareinu elav. We have the power of tefillah. And why do we have that power of prayer? Why is our prayer so effective? Why does Hashem hear and respond? And the answer is because of the context within the framework of that special relationship of Latuv Lecha, of the Ava and the Cheshek, the choice of Klal Yisrael, as the Pasuk says, Vayivchar Bizarim Achreim. All this reflects itself in the Koach HaTfila, the power of Tfila, of not only the Ger, the Yosef Valmona, but of every single member of Klal Yisrael who depends upon that unique and close relationship, that intimate relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who turns to Hashem exclusively without any dependence or expectation for protection or salvation from any other source but Hashem, Hashem responds, hears the tefillah and hearkens to the tefillah immediately. And this, my friends, is so typical of the Ramban. We know that the Rambam, as opposed to the Ramban, was of the opinion that the Pasuk V'avadetem es Hashem Elokeichem v'chol levavchem is to be incorporated into the Tariag Mitzvos. It's Mitzvah say hey in the counting, the enumeration of the Rambam Sefer Mitzvos. And here we have the Ramban who takes an opposite position. But yet, here's a parsha in Mishpatim, and appears again here in Ekev, about God hearkening to the prayers of Gerim, of Yisomim and Almonos. Ah, says the Ramban, there is a mitzvah of tefillah, but the mitzvah of tefillah is typified by the tzaaka of the Gerim Yisomim Valmonos. And where do we see this? In the Ramban's critique of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah, our mitzvah say, hey, when the Ramban stands up and he says, no, La'avdo b'chol levavchem is not a mitzvah say, it's not a specific mitzvah of prayer. This pasuk rather is a general mitzvah or a reflection of principle that applies to every other mitzvah, and that is that all our mitzvahs should be done b'chol avavenu, with our entire heart. And therefore it's a mitzvah klolis, not to be counted as a separate mitzvah in Taryag. Tefillah is not uniquely singled out under this mitzvah of Liavdo. But then the Ramban asks himself the following question. The Sifri, here in Parshas Ekev, writes, Liavdo zu tefillah. Says the Ramban, asmachta hi. The first answer of the Ramban is that the Sifri is not intending to derive the mitzvah of tefillah as a separate mitzvah from the Pasuk Liavdo. After all, the Ramban has many proofs that tefillah is only derabbanon. It's only nesmachta. Sometimes derabbanon find, as you know, a source in the Torah, sort of like a peg down, they hang their hat on, but it's the Rabbanon. It's not to be counted, Taryag, it's only in a smachta. Fine, that's the Ramban's first approach to the Sifri. But then the Ramban has a second approach to the Sifri. Oh, Lomar, perhaps the meaning here, the Sifri, Liavdo zu tefila, Shemechlal Avoda, included under Avoda, is Shenilmad Torah, Vishenispalal Elov, B'eis Hatzoros means in those moments in our lives where we realize that we need a salvation and protection, where we are totally dependent upon Hashem, says the Ramban, V'tiyena einenu v'libenu elav levado
Ki eine avodim el yad adoneihem. The Ramban is paraphrasing David HaMelech in Tehillim. When we realize during these moments of challenge, of crisis, that our eyes have to be turned, our hearts have to be dependent upon Hashem, and only Hashem exclusively, levado, and the paradigm is the Eved, the servant who realizes that he depends upon his master. Anything good that could come to him, any goodness and compassion that could be bestowed upon him through the ruts on the will of his Adon, of his master. That's the nature of our relationship to Hashem. Says Rabban Vizel Kinyan Shekosov, he quotes the parasha in Baloscha, in Perek Yud of Sefer Midver, Chisavo, Melchom Be'artzchem, Al Atzor, Atzor Eschem, Variosem, V'chatzotzos, V'nizkartel, L'vzei Hashem Elokeichem. When the Tsar, when the enemy is coming upon us, when we have enemies that surround us, and this is so typical of what we're facing now, contemporary society here in Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban says that we have to blow the chatzotzros. Chatzotzros, says the Ramban, is a form of tefillah. Says the Ramban, v'hi mitzvah al kol tzara v'tzara shetov al atzibur lizok lefana v'tefillah u'betrua. The word za'aka here is the identical word as we saw in Parshas Mishpatim with regard to the asam, the ger, the almana. We have to come in front of Hashem, litzok lefana b'tfila u'betrua. We have two different forms of tefillah. We have prayer with words, and we have prayer with a kli shir, with trua, to blow the trua with the chatzotzos. So it means that tefillah is not in and of itself a mitzvah, but when it's a tefillah b'yeis tzara, then it comes under li'avdo zu tefillah, as the Sifri derives it from this pasuk. So the question is obvious. If li'avdo is really to be interpreted as tefillah, why should we take this concept of li'avdo and tefillah and limit it to the Eis Tzara? It seems like a very big pella. But the Ramban, quoting this pasuk of v'siyena einenu v'libenu elav, levado keine avodim el yad adoneihem, he seems to indicate that we're talking about avdus. That the Eved, as we said before, is the paradigm of someone who's dependent upon a source of salvation, of goodness, and that is his Adon, his master. That's what it means to be an Eved. The essence of an Eved is dependency. So when the Torah says li'avdo, zut fila, it means an extreme or profound dependency. Not a regular tefillah. Not asking Hashem to give us and continue His relationship with us, but something much more profound. We have nowhere to turn to. Our eyes and our hearts are dependent upon the Master. And therefore, says the Ramban, and I quote his words, his beautiful poetic words, in Sefer HaMitzvah, he says, V'yemulai yiyah midrashim b'tefillah. And if we would suggest that this medrash is deriving tefillah from the word li'avdo, midoraisa, meaning the Sifri that we quoted earlier, ikar mea Torah, and tefillah is mina Torah, nimna oso b'minyono shel harav, we will agree to the Rambam and continue to incorporate it in Taryag, count it as one of the mitzvos, v'nomer will formulate the following presentation. Shehi mitzvah li'eis hatzoros, that whenever we're in a crisis situation, we are commanded shenamin to believe shehu yisbarach v'yisale shomea tefila, that he may be exalted, receives, hearkens to our prayers, v'hu ha-matzil, with the hey ayidia, hu ha-matzil min atzoros b'tefila uvizoka. In other words, the ikar mitzvah tefila, according to the Ramban, is to believe that he, with a capital H, and only he, can redeem us and protect us from the tzoros, from our enemies, from all the challenges and crises that we face. And how? Because we turn to Him with our tefillah and with our zakah. And this, according to the Ramban, is the essence of li'avdo, of avdus. The Eved, more than any other individual on the face of this earth, recognizes, acknowledges that any good that can come to him comes from his Adon, from his master. He totally and exclusively is dependent upon his master. There's no other source to help him. And so too, we have to realize that any goodness, any protection, any salvation will come only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not through any other source. This is the Musa Shmuz that we're getting from the Ramban. This is what it means to be an Eved Hashem. This is the Kiyum HaMitzvah Li'ovdo, the Tefillah and the Za'aka based Sarah that we believe that Hashem and only Hashem could save us. That profound religious experience intensifies, reflecting that intense relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael b'chol karenu elav. And this is the way we can, in a very tangible way, recognize that during an Eis Tzara we have nowhere to look. We only have Avinu Shebashamayim, Ein Lanu Lishein El Avinu Shebashamayim. That's when we fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah as an eved, ke'eved el adonav. The Ramban is not willing to say that mitzvah tefillah in general is d'oraisa, but rather mitzvah tefillah b'eis tzara, because only b'eis tzara do we have an obligation to daven in this very profound way as a d'oraisa command. The Torah mandates to pray to Hashem b'tzaka at a moment in which an eved would turn to his adon out of total dependency, exclusively to his adon. And feel that we daven on a regular basis, that's already the daily requirement that's rabbinic in nature. That's not counted amongst the tayag, but rather it's the tefillah b'eis tzara. One could go a step further, perhaps, in interpreting this Ramban, and I can't promise you this is correct. I'm going out on a limb here. That what the Ramban means is that whenever our tefillah is a tefillah that we experience emotionally as an eis tzara tefillah, meaning on a daily basis, if we pray to Hashem as an eved would pray to his adon, if we realize that everything we're asking for from Hashem, the oxygen we breathe, the food that we eat, the legs that move us and take us, it's all a reflection of our dependency exclusively on Hashem, then we have a kiyum d'oraisa, mitzvah d'oraisa, of tefillah based tzara of li'avdo as an eved. We turn to Hashem and we declare, we are always dependent upon you. And my Rebbe Rav Salveitcher used to say that there's not such a great gap between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban says that tefillah d'oraisa is based tzara, but every moment is an eis tzara. Because after all, aren't we dependent upon Hashem at every moment in our lives? When can we live independently of Hashem? We need a Yeshua from Hashem constantly to keep us going, to protect us at every moment. And if this be the case for our both sides, perhaps, looking forward, a few psukim down the line, making the transition here in Parshas Ekev from Perek Yud to Perek Yud Aleph, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes from Pasuk Tes and on the unique nature of the land of Eretz Yisrael. The Pasuk reads the following, Ki ha'aretz asher tova shoma l'rishta lo ki eretz Mitzrayim hu asher yatzasa misham asher tizra ez zaracha v'hishkisa b'raglecha kigana yorek for aretz asher tem ovrim shoma l'rishta eretz harim uvkaos limtara shamayim tishta mayim eretz asher Hashem alokecha d'oresho sotamid eini Hashem alokecha bo mireishis hashana v'adach ris hashana. This pasuk, Eretz Asher, Tamid, Einei Hashem Elokecha Ba, the land that Hashem your God seeks out, the eyes of Hashem your God are always upon it from the beginning of the year to the year's end. All this, I believe, is a continuation of what we've seen here in the Ramban in Perek Yud of Sefer Dvarim. And this is going to be, I think, perhaps the culmination of all the themes that we've seen until now, and that is the Ramban's understanding of Eretz Yisrael. What is unique? What is the Maila of Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, she is a land she nidreshes ba b'miyuchad hatfilah. That Einei Hashem Elokecha ba. We're going to talk about the fact that this land is a land of tefillah. What do we mean by this? The Ramban explains, and we'll see it inside B'li Neder, that Eretz Yisrael is a land which God has divine providence over in a personal, direct way. It's not like other lands on the face of the globe. And that is God with regard to Eretz Yisrael in that framework completely obviates the relationship of a sire, of some sort of heavenly agent. There's no delegation here, there's no intermediary. The Ramban famously repeats himself throughout his Pirush al Torah that this land is given to Klal Yisrael because it's a reflection of the Cheshek, the Am Skula, the Am HaNivchar relationship. We deserve this land because of our special close relationship to Hashem. There's no intermediary here in this land. In the land of Israel, it's a direct relationship and a control of the land by Hashem, levado, to the exclusion of any other intermediary. There's no barrier here. There's no separation. The Ramban says this in his Pirush on Vayikra and Achrimos Perk Yud Ches and in many other places. And here the Ramban in Parshas Ekev on the Pasuk Ki Ha'aretz Asher Tabas Shama L'Rishta Lo Keretz Mitzrayim Hi Va'aretz Asher Tovrim Shama L'Matar Shamayim Tishte Mayim. What is this all about? Says the Ramban. And let's read his words because they're very, very profound. The Ramban says, "Aval de'ulachem." Hashem is sending us, in a sense, a warning through Moshe Rabbeinu. De'ulachem, you should know. She'ena keretz Mitzrayim. The land of Eretz Yisrael is not like Mitzrayim, because the land of Mitzrayim is the land of Mitzrayim can be watered. You can take water and irrigate it or transport it through canals, through reservoirs, like a vegetable garden. But rather, the land of Israel, Eretz Harim Uvkaos, Limtara Shamayim Tishtemayim, Lo Vinyan Acher. This is a land, Eretz Yisrael, of mountains, of valleys. And therefore, from the rain of heavens, it drinks water, and not in any other manner. In other words, since the terrain of Eretz Yisrael is mountainous, there's no possibility of irrigating it manually. Water cannot be made to flow uphill through canals, and therefore it's totally dependent upon rain, the rain that falls from the heaven. Not like Egypt, which you can transport water from canals, from the canals and reservoirs, like a vegetable garden, Utsricha sheyidro shashem osatomid bimotar. And therefore, says the Ramban, the land of Israel needs God to seek it out with rain constantly. And the Ramban here is explaining that if you take a look in the Psukim, when it says, Eini Hashem l'keta doresh, let's just get the language of the Torah here, in Pasuk Yidal, Eretz Hashem Elokecha Doresh Osatamid. Eini Hashem Elokecha Bami Reshis Shana V'Yadach Risa Shana. What is this all about? Says the Ramban, Shehi Kihi Eretz Tzmeo Mi'od. It is a very thirsty land, totally dependent upon rain. Utsricha Matar Kol Hashana. It needs rain the entire year long, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year. It cannot subsist without rain, the rain that it receives during the winter from Shamayim. V'im tavru al ritzon Hashem v'lo yidrosh osa. Then says the Ramban, here's the warning from Moshe Rabbeinu, if we violate the will of God, then as a result, Hashem is not going to seek out the land with rains, the rains of Gishmei Ratzon. He calls them rains of goodwill. Hine Hira Ma'od. Now the land turns out to be a very bad land. In other words, we have to see the goodness of the land in terms of its dependence upon the reins of Hashem, the goodwill of Hashem, within the context of our loyalty to Hashem, of that close relationship, the Am Skuli Am HaNivchar. But if, Chas V'Shalom, we violate, we transgress the will of God, we distance ourselves from Him, and we break that close intimate relationship, is lo tizra v'lo tatzmiach v'lo yalebo kol esev b'horech Chas V'Shalom, it will not be able to be sown, it will not sprout, it will not produce, no grass will come up on its mountains. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu Yachzor v'yafarish kol zev v'parasha shniya, he's going to go over this later on in the second parasha of Kriyat Shema Ki'im Shavua Tishmuel Mitzvosai. V'nasati mitar artzachem v'ito yore umalkosh tomid. God says that if you listen to my commandments, I'll provide rain for you for your land in its proper time, the early, the late rains, always. If you don't hearken to the will of Hashem, He will restrain the heavens, there will be no rain, you will be swiftly banished in starvation from the goodly land. This is not a land where you could live, you could exist without rain. And therefore, what these psukim from Yud Gimel to Yud Zion, Moshe is clarifying what he said earlier, that the land is a land of mountains, of valleys, it drinks the rains of the heavens. What he meant to say with that, their survival within the land is totally dependent upon their observance of the commandments. V'hinei ha-parsha zo, says the Ramban, tatzir b'minhago shel olam, it is warning us that according to the natural rules of the world, in other words, that a condition, it's a condition naturally that a country could has to be must rely on its rainfall for its water. In this case, there's no possibility in Eretz Yisrael of artificially irrigating it, and therefore our situation in Eretz Yisrael is totally precarious. We are totally dependent on that umbilical cord that connects us to Shamayim. We mena numo ki af al pisha kol birshuso. Everything is within the power of Hashem. V'nakel bein ov yisal lahavid yoshvei mitzrayim lahovish narosim v'yoreim. That even though everything is under God's control, it's simple for Him, it's no big deal to destroy the inhabitants of Egypt, to dry up their rivers and canals. Aval eretz Canaan toved meher yoser. But the land of Canaan is even more precarious, more vulnerable, it could get lost more quickly. And why is that? Shelo yitein ba mitros uzo, because He will not bestow upon him the mighty rains that are meant to come from Shamayim. And therefore the Ramban summarizes this whole presentation of Eretz Yisrael in the following sentence. He says, Hachole, a person who's sick, tzarech schus utfila, he needs merit and prayer, shirapeyu Hashem Yosef and Abari Shalom Yovel of Chova. In the case of a healthy person, he's not totally dependent upon Hashem with merits and prayer. He's doing okay on his own, so to speak. He's independent. At least that's how it appears on the surface of it. But in the case of a sick man, everyone understands that how he's going to regain his health. He's totally dependent upon Hashem more than the healthy person. And he needs Hashem, says the Ramban, because and how does he achieve Hashem's help? Through schus utfila, because of merit and prayer. The same is true for the poor man, the same is true for the rich man. The poor man, in comparison to the rich man, is more dependent upon Hashem. He needs merit, he needs tefillah from Hashem. And then in both cases, Meir Einei Shnehem Hashem, the Ramban is paraphrasing a posuk in Mishlei, in Perek Chavtes. God enlightens the eyes of both of them, although everything is under God's control, and it's easy for Him to do things that are outside the bounds of nature. He's not bounded by nature. Nevertheless, it's His will that it be a natural order of the universe. And within the natural order of the universe, the land of Israel, like the Chole, depends upon Rachmei Shamayim, on Ratzon Hashem, to bring down the Matar from Shamayim. And if Hashem withholds the rain, that is something that's almost natural. Therefore, we need merit, we need tefillah within Eretz Yisrael. All this, I believe, is a hemshech, is the perhaps culmination of everything that we discussed before. How the Ramban points out that the Ger, Yosef, Albana are the Mispalim with their Tzaaka. They depend totally upon Hashem. We need Hashem to be Doresh, the land of Eretz Yisrael, from the beginning of the year till the end of the year, because the situation of Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is an ace sara situation. We're like the Chola, who's totally dependent upon Hashem. Tefillah for Geshem in Eretz Yisrael is like the tefillah of the Chola, who needs Hashem in order to regain his health. In Eretz Yisrael, it's a place where Hashem, through His Hashgacha, has a direct providence over the land of Israel. and therefore he, Bechvodo V'atzmo, will bring about the rains if we, within the context of the close relationship to Hashem, depend upon him, if we acknowledge that every moment it is an Eis Tzara, and in Eretz Yisrael more than any land on the face of the earth, we depend upon Hashem, our tefillah is like the tefillah of the Ger Yosem V'almana. It's like the tefillah of Eis Tzara, which according to the Ramban is Dorais, it's Li'avdo B'chol Avavchem, it's the Eved who totally is dependent upon his master, no good will come from anyone else, he's exclusively dependent upon his master. So too in Eretz Yisrael, because of its terrain, and because of its dependence upon rain from Min HaShamayim, there's no possibility of irrigating, therefore we depend on our tefillah to turn to Hashem on a constant basis. Tefillah in Eretz Yisrael is tefillah b'yeis tzara. And if this be the case, we begin to understand the next theme in this parsha here in Ekev Perek Yud. And the very next theme is Oso Savod Ubo Tidbak Ubishmo Tishavea. What does it mean? He, with a capital H, you will serve. And with him you will cling, and you will swear, you will take an oath in his name. This would be a further expression of that profound relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael. We serve him, that avoda, like the tefillah of the Yosam Valmona and the tefillah of an Eved who's dependent upon his master. This is what our responsibility is. We realize that we are in a situation of chiyuv and obligation. L'skariv l'Hashem b'chol yichol ta'onu. We have to come closer to Hashem. That's what it means, ubo sidvak. If we serve Hashem like the Eved who serves his master, if we try as hard as we can to cling to Hashem, to be dovek bo, then we are expressing that kirva, that close relationship between Hashem and Knesset Yisrael, the cheshek that this parasha in Ekev speaks about, the mivchar, the bechira of the zaram shel Yaakov Avinu, the mivchar zaram. And let's read the Ramban here, not in Parshas Ekev, but turning back to Vayis Chanan. It's all one parsha, really. In Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel, the Ramban says the following. Let's read his beautiful language. Says the Ramban, O Yomar, the Pasuk is saying, as Hashem Elokecha Tira, V'siya Yir'aso Gidola, Alponecha Ad She'iya Shmolecha L'Shvua. Hashem, your God, you shall fear, and his fear should be upon you, great upon your face, so much so that his name, with a capital N, his name will be an oath for you. Says Ramban, what does this all mean? What's the import here, that your fear of God will not cause you to be inhibited and refrain from swearing in his name? We're not encouraging people to swear in his name because chas shalom, if they don't live up to their oath. But here says the Ramban, es Hashem elokecha tira, we have such a powerful fear of Hashem, yirasa gdol al panecha, add to the point to which sheyesh molecha l'shvua, we have no inhibition or fear about taking an oath and swearing in his name, ki birtzoscha l'kayim kol davar, when you want to somehow give strength to confirm that you will fulfill anything that you accept upon yourself, tishava bishmo lahara velo samir. Lo samir means you will not violate your shvua, you will not retract your oath, you shall swear in his name. And basically, according to this pshat in the Ramban, when Chazal say that ubo tishava with the vav hamachaber, it means that in his name you shall swear. This is the progress as we intensify our yiras Hashem. Our fear of Hashem is so intense that it would never dawn on us, the thought would not cross our minds of violating an oath that we took in his name. We're permitted to take an oath in Hashem's name. This is the Ramban's pshat. And therefore the Ramban now quotes the Tanchuma. He says, V'yia pirush, and now we can understand the words V'yoso savod l'datam, according to this Tanchuma that the Ramban refers to here in Parshas V'schan, Shetiyelo b'chol eis ki eved akonui hamishoreis
lifnei adonav tamid. We should act towards God at all times like a servant who's kanui, there was an acquisition to his adon, who serves his master always. So masharis lifnei adonav tamid, again the concept of avdus, sha'osam aleches rabo ikar v'tzarchei atzmo tofel, aroi, excuse me, he makes his master's work, and it's the will of his master to do the work on behalf of his master's primary, his own needs are secondary or insignificant, they're transient. The Ramban now quotes a Mishnah in the second parak of Avos that Chazal tell us that all your actions should be for the sake of heaven. Says the Ramban, Shafilu tzarchei gufo litzarch avodas hakelia, even our physical needs should be done, should be implemented for the sake of serving Hashem. He eats and he sleeps and he takes care of all his physical needs, kidei kiyum haguf, in order that his body be healthy, lavodas Hashem, to be the eved of Hashem, because his primary goal in life is to do the malach of the Adon, and he can serve Hashem. This is something that we see in the Rambam in Hilchas Deos. We'll see it also in the Rambam in Shmona Prakim in Perikei. Ke'inyan sha'amru v'hinei tov mi'od zushena. What do Chazal mean when they say that the good thing is sleeping? Hashena tovi, sleep a good thing? What does it mean? What do you accomplish? Sleep is not productive. It seems to be partial suicide. Ela, but rather, mitoch shu yoshen kima. When he sleeps, kima means a limited amount. Hu omed, he gets up with renewed strength. He's refreshed. The osek patori can occupy himself with Torah. This is the Chazal and Brachos Rabbah in Perek Tes. And therefore, yiskaven, a person should always engage b'chol tzarchei haguf in any physical action, for the sake, keeping in mind this verse, Ahalalah, and here the Ramban quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, in Perakuf Mem Vav, in Tehillim, and there it says, Ahalalah Hashem b'chayai, azamrala l'kai v'odi, I will praise Hashem while I live, or with my life, I shall sing to my God while I exist, or with my existence. My physical existence itself is the vehicle for serving Hashem. Ze pirush nachon. This is the proper interpretation of these psukim. And therefore begin to understand that according to the Ramban, what does it mean fundamentally to be an Oved Hashem, that our avdus is like an Eved al Adonav, that everything that we do is directed towards one goal, and that's to serve Hashem, just like the Eved directs all his malacha for the sake of his master. His own personal needs are secondary. And that's what the Ramban means in Parshas Veschanan, although there it doesn't say Ubo Tidvak, it says Oso Savod Vishmo Tishava. Here in Akev, the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu adds Ubo Sidvak. And what is it here in Parshas Akev that Moshe is emphasizing with words Bo Tidvak? And the answer is that our parsha is coming to teach us how to fulfill all of latuv lecha through asiyas hamitzvos. What's latuv lach? And that again, we said, was the central theme of this presentation of Moshe Rabbeinu here in the 10th parak of Devarim Parshas Akev. When we do the mitzvahs, when we serve Hashem like an eved, then we will reach the level of latuv lach through dvekus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since latuv lach is that dvekus relationship, that close, intimate relationship between Knesset Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, both collectively and individually, therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu adds ubo tidvak, because that's how we really experience the greatest good. When we're dovek in Hashem, when we have that kirva relationship, that's the ultimate good that Hashem wants to bestow upon us for our benefit, not for His. Here's the place in Akev where it makes sense to formulate that relationship of Oso Savo, Li'avdo B'chol Avavchem, to achieve this Dveikus, so it should be Latuv Lach through all the mitzvos. And now perhaps we can understand why the Torah here, why Moshe Rabbeinu here, in Parshas Akev, in his presentation after Oso Savo Sidvak Bishmos Yisova, he says, He says, "Hu sila secha vehu elokecha." That is the culmination here. Let's read the pasuk inside. This is pasuk chaf hu sila secha vehu elokecha asher asa itcha es hagdolos ves hanoros ha'ila sharo einecha b'shivim nefesh yardu avaseinu mitzrayma. Says the Ramban, what does the Torah mean when it says "Hi sila secha"? He is your praise. How does it relate to "Vehu Elokecha"? He is your God. Says the Ramban, "Vetam hu sila secha vehu Elokecha." The meaning of this pasuk is "Shetitein kol tilascha elav." You shall direct all your praise to Him. Oso sahal tamid ubechvodo ukvodo liacher lo sitein utilaso lapsilin. All your praise is always directed towards Hashem. You shall not attribute His glory to any other, nor His praise to graven idols. What it means is that your relationship to Hashem is exclusive. Velo Elohim v'adonim haniskarim, nor to any of the powers that were mentioned earlier in Pasuk Yud Zayin. So it means that our relationship to Hashem is such that we appreciate that He, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brings glory to the people of Israel, splendor to them. They are His nation. He has chosen us. We are beloved, we are loyal to Him, and we're never disloyal by putting our trust in any other God, so to speak. Hashem is saying, Tehilascha, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that Israel, the people of Israel, be praised. Why? Because they are His nation. Israel is being praised. That's the first interpretation. Then the Ramban says, O Yomar, perhaps as an alternative, Hu Si Lascha is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shebo Atomis Halel Al Kol Amim, meaning that through Him. Let's just backtrack a little. The Ramban has two pshatim, and the question is whether Tilascha is referring to the praise of Klal Yisrael or to the praise of Hashem. So I mistakenly said, please correct me, that in the first pshat of the Ramban, Tilascha is referring to Klal Yisrael. I jumped ahead of myself, I apologize. No, Tilascha here, in the first interpretation of the Ramban, is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oso Sahal El Tamid Ukvodo Liachalo Siten Tilascha Psilim Velo Elohim Adonim and Eskarim, that all your praise shall be to Him, directed towards Him, and not towards any idols, etc., etc. But in the alternative shot, he says, "He sila secha shabat Thomas Halal al Kolam." What we said before, meaning that God brings the splendor to us because they, the people of Israel, are His nation. And therefore the praise here in Tilascha is the praise of Klal Yisrael. V'lo kishara umos asher hu lahem elokei elokim asher chalak lahem, but not like other nations for whom He is the God of power. Okay, but on the other hand, even though He's the God of power, the power is because Hashem assigns certain powers to angels or intermediaries in which He guides and He controls the nations of the earth, and the affairs of but in conscious, the affairs of Bnei Yisrael are run directly by Hashem, as we discussed before. So it's quite clear that these psukim and this theme is the epitome and the apex of everything that we've been saying until now. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Miyached, He designates His, capital H, His name on the people of Israel. He does great things for them because they are His nation and they accept Him as their God. And therefore, according to the Ramban, when he says, Ve'enov tomid olav latuv, what it means is that b'shivim nefesh yardu avosech mitzrayim v'ata Samcha Hashem Elokecha Kofei Hashmayim L'rov means, and that's in Pasuk Chaf Aleph here, even in a case where it looks to be evil for Klal Yisrael, they came down with 70 nefesh, they seem to be weak and vulnerable, but the truth is that this is all for their benefit. Einov Tamid Olav Latuv, the eyes of Hashem are on the people of Israel for good, And when they go down to Mitzrayim as a small clan, and they seem so vulnerable, and that Yeridul of Mitzrayim is so dangerous for them, and it seems like an evil that's being that befalls Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, there in Mitzrayim, they were Zochan that became Kechokhvei HaShamayim. Without going down to Mitzrayim, they wouldn't have merited that. And therefore, in the Golas of Mitzrayim, they became such a great nation, a powerful nation, and it's all because what we think is Lera is really Letova. Hashem is doing it for our benefit always. And we always have to see Latuv Lecha, the benefit of Hashem. And perhaps we should just summarize by saying that we, the people, the nation of Israel, His nation with a capital H, Eine Hashem Tamid, just like we said before, that there's a dependency upon Hashem in the land of Israel for the rains from heaven. So too, with regard to Am Yisrael, we could say, Eini Hashem Tomid Al Am Yisrael Letuv. It's always for our benefit. The God is being Doresh for us. All the benefit, all the goodness. We became His people. He chose us for the purpose of revealing His glory in this universe. We are His creature, Briosecha, His created being, Briosecha Nachnu, and all this is a great goodness that Hashem bestows upon Klal Yisrael. We have the opportunity to be Dovek Bo. The greatest goodness is Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate bestowal of goodness, L'skarev Olav, to become close to Him, to be Dovek Bo, to serve Him as an Eved serves his Rebbe, and all the Malacha is for the Rav, for the Adon, for the Master. And there is no greater good that Hashem could bestow upon us than for us gaining and seizing the opportunity that Hashem gives us, the glorious opportunity to become His Eved, to be totally dedicated to His service. And if we do so through that Kirv relation, we know that Hashem will hearken to our prayers. Our prayers are V'yesar. We know the rains will come down from Shomayim, even in Eretz Yisrael, where we desperately need it. Hashem will reflect that close relationship with us, and He'll bring about the Geula Shlema, b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen.